What the fuck's up, Hellcat Boys podcast, and this bitch number one podcast in the whole world, I love to say. And today, I want to start things off with a little sponsorship. I'm going to keep it real. This is a sponsorship that this is personally out of my soul and heart. But from executive producer Steve Soderbergh comes a suspense thriller like no other. Take the story into your own hands with Quibi's unique rotation technology to experience a young man's struggle for firsthand survival. Download Quibi right now and stream wireless. That's all I got to say before we get into this episode. Let's get into this episode. Episode 5. Is it episode 5 or 4? No, I think it's 5, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe it's 4. Episode 4. Episode 4 of the podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it. Last episode we had my boy look at that slide through to the crib and recorded it and did a little interview for him because he deserves it. He's an up-and-coming rapper out of Indiana, and I still say that to this day. Now, this episode, just me, Mike, no co-host. It's just me getting things to be chill. You know, we've been chilling in quarantine. It's a nice little quarantine. This might not be as long as the other ones, but it's probably going to be long enough for me to, you know, be able to save my peace and all the things that I want people to enjoy. And I hope everybody out there is enjoying themselves, having a nice day, and smiling. Everybody should be smiling out here. Even during these dark times, smile. Just, you can make anybody smile now, dude. You understand that? Anybody can smile. So I'm saying to you, y'all should be smiling more. Oh, and drink water. Drink plenty of water. Even though I'm drinking a refreshing glass of lemonade as we speak. But drink water, because everything needs water in it. So do you. Now, let's get into the episode. We got some things to talk about. We can talk about the Tory Lanez situation that's currently breaking down. Tory Lanez is currently charged with the assault and charge, or pretty much the gunshot situation that happened with Megan Thee Stallion. That's one thing that's been in fruition. I've been hearing about this. I'm still, y'all know how I am about this whole situation. I really want Tory to enjoy himself. I really don't want to see Tory out here getting freaking all this shit. It sucks. But, like, people just need to stop. Like, this shit should never have hit the internet. I promise you. That's what, like, I would love to be saying right now. This whole situation should never have hit the internet. Should have been between Tory and Megan. And now we're sitting here freaking wondering, like, oh, what the fuck's going to happen to Tory? Is he going to get arrested? Is he going to get deported? All this other bullshit. And it sucks because that should never have hit the internet. Another thing we can talk about. Kanye West is going to be on the Joe Rogan podcast. What? I'd love to interview Kanye. Like, Kanye is like one of the people that, like, is your, like, the top role models for you. Like, I've always, like, looked up to Kanye. I've listened to his music. Like, when I'm rapping and shit, I always try to think of myself like, yo, I'm about to be like in Kanye's level. He just tweeted, I spoke to Dave Chappelle for 2 hours this morning. He's our modern day Socrates. Shout out Dave Chappelle. Love him. Love all his comedy works, everything that he's done. And I hope he enjoys it. Ooh, okay. We got Kanye tweeting that he's linking up with DaBaby, which is tight as fuck. It's tight as fuck, bro. Imagine DaBaby. Wait, oh shit, they have a song together. That's hard. DaBaby and freaking Kanye have a song. That's tight as fuck. I hope that song gets leaked, and I hope freaking I can enjoy it in the later years. I'm sorry, I'm about to take a sip of this lemonade because I'm freaking thirsty. But not as thirsty as most of these simps out here in this world. And why do I say that? Because a lot of people have been sipping over these females. I sometimes sip over, but only one female gets sipped by me. That's Madison Pettis. Why? It's understandable. Madison Pettis is a queen. Why do I say that? That's so lame of me. Anyways, but yeah. Let's get into more topics. Ooh, the Lakers won the NBA championship. I remember that. Oh, see. Freaking the Lakers winning an NBA championship is like the craziest thing to me. Not because I'm a huge Lakers fan. I'm not a Lakers fan. But they won it low-key after the death of Kobe Bryant, which is, to me, like, they, like, you really made one of the, like, a team that was fucking, like, we all thought was going to pull it off, but they couldn't pull it off because they knew why it couldn't be pulled off. Because the whole situation, which low-key sucks, bro. Also thinking about it, like, it's trash, bro, and I hated that. Damn, DaBaby looking killing out here. But yeah, it sucks to think about that now that freaking he got screwed out of a championship. Cause they wanted to keep the legacy of Kobe alive and bring a 17th ring to the Lakers, which is what they thought would happen and make everything better. But no, now you just tie up with the Celtics and it's not that. But it's crazy though. It is crazy. I wanna also listen to some music. I wanna listen to some music while we're doing this. We can talk about one of the greatest songs ever. Hold up, pull it up. We can talk about it's been 8 years since one of the greatest songs of all time dropped. And I want y'all to understand, this is one of the greatest songs. It's off my favorite album, Finally Rich. And I want y'all to experience what I experienced growing up.
Hey, you want reason to make tonight's game interesting? Here's one.
Okay, I'm not sponsored yet. Ooh. One of the greatest songs of all time. Bro, wait till I drop my album, Finally Rich. It's gonna be so fucking hard. What do you say? Savages out here. If I catch another motherfucker talking about shit like Cheeky, I'll fucking beat their ass. I'm not fucking calling them. No one's gonna do it. Wait. La Salsa. Love Souls. I was a youngin' when this song came out. I remember we used to be talking about it in Noblesville, where I used to go to school. And we were talking about this mixtape, I mean, this album for the longest. T-Keep was a legend in my school, bro. It was ridiculous. He's a legend to this day. I stand by that. Anybody can catch the hands if they don't believe that. But y'all, simple like Lil Wayne, and I had T-Keep. Oh, and Lil Wayne, fucking with the old boy. You gon' get fucked up. What? What? Hey. Hey, yeah, if you can see the stream, I'm popping over here. So you boys are making no. I know, bro, boy. Don't play ball, bro, boys. Die, y'all some bro, boys. Die, y'all some bro, boys. We see me, dope, boys. We got lots of dope, bro. Never got so. And it's gonna go, boys. Even though. Oh, my God. Y'all don't understand how lit that song was when it came out. I remember listening to that shit every single day. That shit was so hard. Ooh, let's put on another one. This is a song I've been bugging lately by CJ. Called Whoopty. Mind the commercials. There's always commercials in this bitch. It's called Whoopty by CJ. It's fucking hard. It's really hard. I don't know. The beat is... I've heard this beat before, I swear. So dumb. So dumb. Woo! Got the Wu-Tang on deck. You know how it is. I had to throw the Wu-Tang on with the V-Lone Pot Smoke collab. Feel the vibes? You told the motherfucking Dominican. Not the Dominican Mexican. Bitch, I'm outside of some movie. Why is it so fucking hard? Blue cheese. I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like Lucy. Bitch, I'm on my chicken like it's yeah, Sersky! Oh, I got it backwards. I got it backwards! Fuck!
He's got the chain on.
My bad for cursing gas. I had it backwards. I'm mad. Got it. Let's go. Woo! BB's dancing in this hole. BB's dancing like a backwards bitch on a Thursday night. Let's go. Woo! Oh, what should I listen to next? Bro, I fucking love it if you guys would just tell me like what songs to play next. I just listen. I didn't listen to anything. Bro, let's listen to some Chief Keef. No, I want to put on some more underground artists. Some artists that need the loving. The loving. Oh my God, this is joke right here. Immaculate, bro. It's so fucking hard. Fucking God damn it! I hate fucking commercials. Ooh, they dropping a chopping screwed version of 21 Savage. Savage Mode 2. Hard. Tonight. That deluxe shit burnt out. Chopped up, not paying. Not tonight. I mean, chopped up, not slopped. tonight, paying homage to the OGs and classics. That's hard. Shout out to Metro. We're getting a chopped and screwed version of Savage Mode 2, which is going to be dope as fuck. That's dope as fuck, actually. It's always hard. Oh, also, go Braves. We want to see them in the World Series. We want to see Atlanta get himself a title. That's all I got to say. I mean, I'm going to keep going, though. Yeah, that's just right now. I'll be the Braves. Got the Braves fitted on right now as we speak. You know we have you know we vibe you know we vibe me. I probably should be proud of you. Hey, hey. Amine is a dog. Imagine having like a whole Portland Trail Blazers team. Junior.
Twitter talking. Okay, boomer. Bitch, I'm in Oklahoma like a sewer. She can't be brain. Call her a tutor. Talking that shit, all I hear is a rumor. You off of the shrooms, like call me a Uber. I love a bitch with a good sense of humor. Yeah, me a pint of walk up in the cooler.
That's dope. That's dope. That's dope.
I need the love, they talk computer. Switching sides, I know you as a chooser.
Woo! That's dope as fuck. I'm going to try to find some Indiana artists I can play for you guys because I want you guys to experience what I experienced living in Indiana. We're going to play some Finally Rich, which is dope as fuck. I fucking love Chief Keef. Although, I think I know someone actually. Shout out to, this is my family, bro. Wait, no, fuck that. No, don't look at that name. I fucking, bro, I'd be shitty. See, one thing that you, like, you ever, like, y'all just gotten drunk yet? It's freaking ridiculous when you get drunk out here. No, I'm not drunk as hell, but. Oh, someone dropped the fucking shit for him? That's hard. Shout out to him. But yeah, one of my relatives, my uncle, he opened up for Lil Key. It's dope. Yeah, let's play one of his joints. I love the song. So fucking sad. This is good, though.
Ooh, you man.
I want to get him on this podcast. Y'all go blow up. If you listen to this, blow up his timeline. Blow up everything and tell him that I want to get him on this podcast. Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm going to interview him so fucking bad. I got a lot of questions for him. Me and him always on the phone together, but I feel like questions are perfect. We were having a conversation about this female, this music video, and she was, he was like, no, y'all, bro, tell me, it's treason. Like I said, it's treason. Woo! You got Burberry on, that's hard.
Yeah, talking about,
Woo! Bro. Okay, that's fine. Me and Poppy went out of Mars, you know how it is. I'm waiting for my out of Mars to come in. Bob! Sam! I said you said that. I'm smoking that Zaza. Sam! Hey, rah rah. Bob! I got the bad bitch. Yeah, back in the coop, yeah. Woo! I'm the hardest freestyle I know. My mama. Oh, mama! Oh, coochies? This isn't coochies. I fucking love coochies. He's fire. Is this Hatchway?
That way, Nash. Woo! Woo! Bullets! Bow!
So I'm posing this bitch, you know how we vibing.
Bow. Cool birds. Now we eat us. That boy sus. Woo! That's a must. That's a chest. Oh cool. Okay. Oh cool. I'm full Geo. I'm with my goons.
Woo! I'm vibing right now. Throw it up. Beep. Hey.
I'm gonna run in the back, and I'm running in the neck. Woo!
Yeah, it's fucking fire in this bitch. We're cooking Hellcat Boys podcast. Going to fuck all listen to music. Turn up, you guys.
In a remix, I don't run on my way. Yeah, we need to
wait. Yo, I'm gonna get bigger fans to start doing reactions to this music. It's hard. Oh, okay, you know. Yeah, we gotta show some love. RIP to GOAT. RIP to the GOAT. RIP to the GOAT. Tired niggas capping. We treat you. Got a nanas. My bitch love Coco. Woo! Woo back, baby. Got the Audemars. Got the Wu Tang. Hey, let me see some. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. You can't ask no father but fucking this smoke. I put a crib with them niggas talk. The niggas is crib with them niggas talk. I gotta laugh at these niggas joke. Who these niggas? Wait. I don't know. Put them on go. Who got it? Wait. Too hard. Bend down. Only in helicopters. Paramedics. I got a little Avenger. Brother, get that nigga. My cheese is clearing. Cause he's bending. And I got a double kick.
Woo!
RP the GOAT, bro. Pac Mo still alive, be killing it right now. We would have that song with Drake. We would have seen it on the album. Hopefully, we see that feature on that bitch. Cause I'm being that bitch. Like, yeah! 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 You vibing right now. Okay, okay. I'm doing a lot. Okay, okay, okay. My bitch love. Coco!
Hey, where, baby?
I want to get a big love. My man. I want to get a female with a fat ass to have my tattoo, a tattoo of my face on her ass, but like Poppy did. Woo!
Where, baby?
Wait, wait.
Let me see some. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Gotta jump in at the zoo.
City of Ramsey, blue. When Travis got on this bitch, I was like, damn, okay, Travis. Right now we're on FanDuel. Shout out to FanDuel for fantasy football. Playing fantasy football. I'm playing against my homie right now. I'm pretty down right now. Yo, pick it up, Chase Claypool. It's your pickup. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, bro. She gotta have my whole face on that bitch. She gotta have my whole face like tatted on her ass, bro. God. Like it's not even funny. She gotta have my whole face on that bitch. My whole little upper body and shit. She'd be dope.
Too fucking enough, na-na-na-na-na.
Let me see some. Okay. Okay, okay. Hey, hey. Okay, okay. Bro, shout out to Poppy. Okay, what next? I just love playing music with you guys. Yeah, I want you guys to understand, I be fucking with music. Hey.
Let me see some. Okay, okay. Okay, okay.
Bro, I miss Pop Smoke so fucking much. Homie was like the great. Homie was like the one that puts on. Bro, let me play it to a throwback. Let me play it to a throwback. Throwback time! I fucking love this one. Damn, this is dedication. I remember he's cooking, bro. Damn, an AZ production. Y'all ain't got no. Ding, 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 ding. Hello? Put that bitch on ringtone because you know what the fuck we doing right here. Hellcat Boys Podcast. Spin that bitch again. No, this is the Bay Boy Radio. Fuck it. No, I'm kidding. Hellcat Boys Podcast. Woo. Hey. 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 Bitch, you drunk. All right, drunk. Bitch, you drunk. You gonna come out here.
Wait.
Woo! Woo! The truly's on! Talk your shit, Chief!
My Louis loafers. Damn, I got 30 minutes on this bitch. Fuck it. I'm gonna add some more later. I still think she'll be fine. No. No. Right. Big need to lie, you want a global big gig, you got you. You can go bottle of these things, guys. Woo! Hey, because I like you. Fucking love that drink. Okay. Okay, we gotta get back to some serious stuff. I know the perfect song for the new album. I know perfect timing. Hold on. Don't play. Okay. Let's get back into some shit. You know the vibes. Bay Boy and this bitch, Hellcat Boys podcast. This has been the shit. This is fucking episode 4, I'm pretty sure. This is just a random ass episode where I'm just vibing, listening to music with you guys and letting you guys enjoy. Why? Because I love doing this. I really do love this podcast shit. I love making music for you guys. I love doing all this shit. I have a bunch of music coming out soon. Don't let me get it twisted. Hellcat Boy podcast. We're still in this bitch. I need to go take a trip out to New York, link up with Cam, so we can finally start making this Hellcat Boys album, because you guys have been waiting forever, bro. The boys are still in session. The boys are still waiting. That's what I'm gonna call it. Instead of the Hellcat, the boys are out here waiting for this music to come out, because Hellcat Boy is about to drop the hardest shit of all time. And then freaking after that, I'm gonna drop Finally Rich, the album by Bay Boy Gerald. But right now, I want to start off 2021 with us opening the floodgates with the Hellcat Boys tape dropping. I want it to come out next year. I really want it to come out at the start of next year. I really do. I would love to for be out right now. But the problem is, we're not in the same vicinity to work on music together. And I fucking respect and love Cam for everything he fucking done, bro. He's like, that's my tag team partner. That's my Triple H. That's my Matt Hardy. That's fucking everything, bro. That's the greatest producer of all time. I stand by that statement. Cam doesn't get enough much love, but fuck it. I'm gonna say it right here. Cam Scott is one of the greatest producers of all time. And I put that heavy on that list. Why? Because he knows why. He's the fucking GOAT. He's the mastermind behind that at all. There wouldn't be no fucking Hellcat Boys if it wasn't for Cam. I stand by that. Like, I had to freaking put us together in the same shit just for us to talk about this shit. But listen, there wouldn't be no Hellcat Boys without Cam. There wouldn't be no Hellcat Boys without Bay Boy Gerald. And that's why I fucking can't wait to go out to fucking Oswego, where he is, and just work on this music, stay secluded. I'm probably gonna drop a few podcasts while I'm out there, but I want to get this tape done and ready for you guys so you guys can listen to it. November, I'm trying to go out there in November to work on music with him, because I can't do this anymore. I can't, like, me and him need to drop these hit records. Like, I have a whole bunch of these joints that I have saved. He sent me beats and stuff, and I try recording them on my computer. But I'd rather do it from an actual studio with him, so we can hear me. Me and him can freaking make beautiful ass music for the fans to enjoy. I got this new song called Presidential. I don't have it yet, but I'm still working on it, and I want him to enjoy it. And I want him to listen to every single bit of it. Might work on it today. I haven't decided, but it's probably gonna come out today. Well, it's not gonna come out today. It's gonna be mixed and sent to him, so he can enjoy it, listen to that music, and be freaking proud of himself. But right now, I want you to understand, Hellcat Boys, we're still gonna be coming as the hardest duo of all time. I don't care what any of these other rappers say, but they're not keeping up to what Hellcat Boys is about to be offering. Hellcat Boys are the wave. The boys, that's my little fan base is called. That's what the little fan base is called. The boys are so ready. The boys are ready for this. They're ready to hear this Hellcat Boys. Y'all love fucking Swervin'. What was the other fucking joints? 3 for 3. Oh my god, I made these singles and I don't remember any of the names. Swervin', 3 for 3.
I haven't dropped throwback yet. This shit's hard though. Tell me what the other one was. Swervin, 3 for 3. See, it's hard to remember your fucking songs on the spot because I've recorded so many. I've recorded so many with Cam. Okay, boys. No Nothing and Fast. No Nothing and Fast. That's joints right there. We have 4 joints that you guys can be listening to every single day. Number 1 song right now, Fast. Top song on Apple Music. Top song on Spotify. Let me see. I've been on Spotify in a minute. I don't really use Spotify like that. I'd love to, actually, but this episode is also on Spotify and Apple Music. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Let me get it. Hold on. Let me pull this up on. Okay, boys. Number 1, see all the discography. It doesn't say your best song, but it might be Swerving. No, hopefully people are enjoying this music because that music is, it takes me. I'd be wanting to record music so much. I love making music. Making music is one of my favorite things. And I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going until I'm at this point where I can literally buy myself freaking any of these fast ass cars, any of this shit. Until I can put my mama in a nice ass house. Until I can freaking start like going lit as fuck and at these shows and seeing people screaming my name, Bay Boy Gerald, Bay Boy Gerald, Bay Boy Gerald, or seeing them screaming Hellcat Boys. I'm not gonna stop because this music shit was made for me. And I understand people are gonna be like, oh, you think it's made for you? No. I know. The Hellcat Boys are going to be the fucking wave and the greatest duo of all time. We're the Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy of this generation. Now, to get back to it, let's get back into some other shit, other news, because Hellcat Boys, I need to say that on the episode. But Hellcat Boys are coming back. Don't think we forgot about y'all. Cam, keep listening to beat songs produced by Cam, because fucking Cam is one of the greatest producers of all time. I stand by that. Keep listening to what I have coming out. Keep listening to everything. Keep listening to it. We are the Hellcat Boys, greatest duo of all time. I know he can join me right now for this episode, which I'm upset. This would have been perfect, but it's still chill. And I hope he enjoys it. If he listens to this episode, I hope he does. It's pretty tight. Anyways, but yeah. Episode 4. We got 27. I can only do 30 minutes, which is not bad. I'm already. This episode's good enough. This episode's good enough. This is a good little episode that I can drop and I can do. The next episode, I promise you, will be an hour long. I'm going to have a discussion. I don't know. I'm going to see if Cam is available because he wasn't available. He's still doing school. My other co-host might be coming through. You might see Lil Cadet again. I don't know yet. I still haven't decided. Or I might get an interview with another rapper. I'm trying to see if I can interview rappers on this podcast because that'd be amazing. I want people to enjoy themselves. I want people to do that. I might even go venture out into the city. Like, there's some rappers, if you want to see freaking me interview Cash Out Johnny, go ahead, before it's taped. You want to see me interview freaking Draco McCoy, go ahead. Ziggy Guy, go ahead, email them. Tell them, I'm ready. I'm ready to do these interviews. I've been freaking 100% every single time. And I want people to understand, it's going to be the tightest shit you're going to hear. Yeah, my phone just fell. Anyways, but yeah, we're at 28, so we got 2 minutes. I want you guys, we're going to listen to this last song. One of my favorite songs of all time, so fucking good. Shout out TK, Batman, Fari, and Diego Money. Let's go. Good to it. It's got a blast, baby! Free take game. That's all I gotta stand on. Free take game. In the background, I just wanted to let you say this has been the Hellcat Boys episode 4 podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I've been your host, Babe Boy. Thank you guys for coming in, tuning in, listening to this music with me for 30 minutes, bro. I'm saying, you only miss an hour, but yeah, a couple things I gotta say before we're gone. Go ahead and vote because we don't know vote whoever you want to be the president. I don't really mind, but go ahead and vote. Go ahead and do your thing. And it's been the Hellcat Boys podcast, episode 4. Hope you all enjoyed. Thank you. Thanks for sticking around with me. And thank you for listening to me rant about the Hellcat Boys. Thank you, guys. Peace, deuces, and I hope you guys enjoy.